following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Let's take a look at Bernie's X's and O's right now.
Yeah, this is just an old school dig route. Chris Griffin, 44, gets a hand on. Kyle Orton sees him, but he tries to spit it by him and gets the deflection.
When they say replay booth, they mean it, huh? He goes right inside those little gray things right there. Used to be they just had that hood and you'd look in.
Does that... casting a vote right there.
Right,
that was a presidential election. Onside kick.
Onside kick the
Hail
ball.
Hail Mary. Doug Flutie completed for the complete Cinderella story. And we'll all go home happy, happy, happy.
He sounds very happy, happy, happy.
It almost sounds like Bernie Kosar's got something on his mind there in a couple of those clips. It's almost like he's just a bit distracted.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit distracted. Man, that's funny. I didn't get to listen to him last night because I got the damn Packers feed on NFL Network, which sucks.
Well, I don't think he had been drinking, so you didn't really miss anything.
Well, but those did those come from last night's game?
No.
No, they didn't play Denver last
night.
No,
you don't remember the you don't remember anything.
No, I don't remember the preseason game.
Those are our old
Bernie. I don't remember us using them. I remember us using a lot of other Bernie drops, but I don't remember those.
Oh, well, those were where the drops came from.
I'm just not surprised I don't remember them.
See, you can't do that. That just kills me.
Of course, the best one.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Which we compared to.
Ben Roethlisberger.
And then we put them together and had.
Ben Roethlisberger. 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 Roethlisberger.
Hey, the Redskins put a nailing on Roethlisberger the other night, boy.
Oh, good God.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
Super Bowl.
Shut up.
Rex Grossman, baby.
Woohoo. Oh, we're going to get to him. Stephen A. Okay. Stephen A. is going to get to Rex Grossman.
Oh boy.
Anyway, I'm Tom. He's John. It is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, and because John loves this part so much, this is show number 180
for all you collectors out there.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Put this one in a Mylar bag.
We got. Oh man, this is crazy. I got to tell you what's coming up. Before I tell you what's coming up, just real quick. This was headline of the week, but not this week. This was a couple weeks ago. The Cowboys were getting ready to start training camp.
Right.
And they do that in San Antonio. And this is no joke. This is a real headline from down in San Antonio. Cowboys training camp begins tomorrow. Local strip clubs rejoice.
There's going to be some tips of flowing.
Yeah, it's going to be raining hard in San Antonio.
Yeah, I also understand that because the Cowboys were coming to San Antonio, all the mall cops were on high alert just in case Dez Bryant showed up, didn't want to pay for his ice cream and had his pants down a little too far. Dez Bryant show up with all his homies. See all the mall cops having a meeting.
All right, the Cowboys are coming to town. We got this subject here, Dez Bryant. Won't pull his pants up. Walks through the food court like a thug.
Well, since we last met, the Hall of Fame inductions happened.
Yeah, and no Hall of Fame game.
No, and that made it, I don't know, that just kind of left it lacking.
It did. It left it lacking. However, like I said, I don't like the Hall of Fame game. I'd rather they play Canton versus Massillon. Just start the high school season right then and there. That's what I think. I think that would be great. We'd get a much better game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. First weekend of preseason in the books, and it looked a lot like preseason. I saw 12 men in the huddle penalties all over the place, and just, you know, these guys, man, they're just getting going. It means it's so meaningless.
I don't know what you're talking about there. I saw the Redskins thrash the Steelers, which of course means we're going to the Super Bowl. Okay. I mean, I don't understand the problem here. And no, but to be totally honest, I think there was maybe two penalties in that game. That was a remarkably clean game, all things considered, because of all of the off-season crap.
Right.
Yeah, I think there was a pass interference penalty against the Redskins late in the first half, and I think one other minor penalty in the second half, and that was it. So, pretty happy with that. That means the refs don't know what the hell they're doing.
I didn't notice any serious injuries.
No, nobody got hurt. Although, hey, Okung got hurt. Russell Okung got hurt.
Oh, did he?
Philadelphia. Yeah, he got hurt. The one thing that I did notice in just listening to the guys, because one thing I'm having a problem with this August is keeping up with everything. I do like the fact that we did all the free agency and all the offseason crap in 3 days. I thought that was great. We should do that every year, like, you know, right. June 10th through 15th should be all of it. But I've had a hard time keeping up with everything because of it. And one of the things that I heard a lot of them talking about is that they're going to change the rules. There's a rules change in now in which the referee has leeway so that if you brush against a quarterback, it's not an automatic 15-yard penalty. The Brady rule has been adjusted, so
good.
Tom can't get up and start crying. Yeah, yeah, I like that. So, yeah, because you do see incidental contact last year getting called for 15-yard penalties.
Sure,
just terrible.
Absolutely.
So they've given the refs a little bit of an opportunity to actually be human beings and make decisions out there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so they're putting it in the ref's hands. Good.
I feel better already.
Great. All right. We're not going to get into a whole lot of the Hall of Fame induction other than Deion Sanders. That's coming up. We got to talk about Joe Paterno, who has injured himself, or his
broke
team
hip,
injured
man.
Him.
It's the octogenarian injury, buddy. Broke a hip.
We need to talk to Brett Favre.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got to talk to Brett about a couple different things. We have an opportunity for Brett in his retirement.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
We've been busy. Our agents have been busy.
BCRH-forums.net for the message board, for the Bank Cartoon message board. And the Gridiron Challenge is all set up, John.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yep. Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to put the username and password on Facebook and leave it there so people have to join our Bank Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook fan page to get it. What do you think of that?
That'd be great if it needed a password.
Okay, well then forget it. We'll just talk about it right now. However, you should go to the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour page on Facebook and be our friend.
Yes, you should like us.
Yeah. Yes, you should like us. You should like us. We do everything we can to make you like us.
Look, did you notice that? Look at that. I had some Facebook lingo. Yeah, I had to get on Facebook.
Oh yeah, see, he hasn't even friended me yet. That's how much we really don't like
each other. I've resisted Facebook. I've resisted it for a long time, but no more. Can't do it. You just can't.
And now that it's on its way out, Tom has joined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's Google Plus.
Right, and it'll take me 2 years to get onto that.
Right. Right. Our old friend Finney invited me onto that thing, and I haven't taken her up on it yet because I just haven't had time.
That's just it. Who's got the time? There's so much crap on there. You know,
yeah,
if I wanted to talk to all those people, I'd pick up the phone and call them.
Oh, you know what? You got to remind me. When we do email today, some young man, this guy looks to be no more, maybe 17, 18, 19. I'm just guessing here, but he's brand new to us. He's brand new. And he wrote to me yesterday and said, how funny would it be if Matt Millen sang Runaway from Del Shannon? And anybody his age that knows Del Shannon, I got to do it. So remind me, and I'll give him some Matt Millen Runaway at the end of the
boy.
Show.
Anyway, Gridiron Challenge.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, John, you just started texting, so I don't want to hear a word out of you. In the Gridiron Challenge, that's over on ESPN's website. You just go there, get into their fantasy section. You'll find it. It's called the Gridiron Challenge. It's a fantasy football game that we can have unlimited number of people in. You got a salary cap. You just put in the guys you want to start and, keep track of your lineup every week. It only takes a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And the winner, as usual, gets a one of John's toenails. Isn't that what it is?
I'll send you your choice this year. I'll send you a toenail. I'll send you a clipping from one of my ear hair. I have ear hair, so I will clip one out and I will send it to you. I will not. It'll be waxed and ready for you. So there's your choices: a toenail or an ear hair, straight from my body. Which When science gets right around to it, let's face it, ladies, you can clone it and tell your parents that this is who you married, and they'll be very happy.
Well, and of course, employees of Bang Productions are not eligible for the grand prize. So after I win, second place, whoever comes in second behind me will actually get those items from you, right?
Oh, I guess. I didn't realize that was the way it goes. My wife is going to have a hard time cleaning up the house now if we let her know that. So I ain't going to deal with that. No, you know what? I think everybody should at least try to use my strategy for the gridiron challenge, and that is do anything you can to stay off of page 2.
Right.
Because that's where I reside, right. Somewhere around 110th, 112th last year.
Well, anyway, you go over to ESPN's website, you find Gridiron Challenge, and you create an entry. Create an entry. We love the team names every year. The team names are always great. Then you join a group after you create your entry, and you just type Bang in the search box, and there'll be a drop-down window, and you'll find it. But it's Bang Cartoon. Bang Cartoons, I think, is the group name. And it doesn't require a password. Join the group, and you're in.
That's all you got to do. And then you got to do your best. Otherwise, we'll make fun of you. And if you get what you're really, honestly, if you have the best team name of the year, I will not only send you a toenail and an ear clipping, I will send you, what can I send them, Tom? Can I send them a piece of my dog's hair?
Whatever you want, man.
Too much hair. How about, I'll tell you what, when I make some iced tea, I'll save one of the tea bags and I'll send you that.
All righty then.
Sound good? I'll teabag you. So there you go. We got to work on our prize department here, Tom.
Right.
This is kind of, I don't see us making any friends with this kind of stuff. We're not getting any sponsors with this.
You haven't created your entry yet because I'm just now telling you that I created the group, right?
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
My team name is Tom's All Hype Team.
Tom's All Hype Team. Sounds pretty good. You should call yourself the suspended from the NCAA team.
Oh, man. Wait till you hear what Stephen A. has to say about that story.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because last Friday was, NCAA Day at Ohio State.
They burned it in effigy. Is that what they did? NCAA. Well, I'll tell you what, that's got to be the least attended freaking party of the year this year.
Well, Tressel was there, and, Gordon Gee and everybody was there, and they had to go over everything. And now it's going to be like 12 weeks before we get the results. So whatever. I don't know.
They should have had like an old-fashioned drumming out of the core for Tressel where he had to stand up on stage and somebody from the NCAA had to come up and rip his sweater vest off of him. And then he had to take the walk of shame.
All right. So that's coming up with Stephen A. We'll get into that. Anyway, so Gridiron Challenge, ESPN's website. Join the Bang Cartoons group. And we'll see what you got this year.
All right.
Speaking of fantasy football, I have a keeper league, and I have Javid Best. I drafted him last year, and I love this guy, but he had the turf toe. Right. And he's all healthy now, and then they had drafted that, I don't know if it's Michael or Mikel LeSure, and he tore his ACL, so he's out for the year. So now.
I thought it was Achilles.
Javid
Achilles
Best, or ACL. That makes Javid Best stud.
So I'm very happy as long as his toe holds up.
Oh, his toe would be fine.
Toe will be fine, man. I don't know. Turf toes, they tend to linger.
It didn't seem to bother Marshall Faulk. He had the exact same thing at Indianapolis. And that's what.
That's a
and
Hall
then
of
the Colts
Famer.
Traded him to the Rams, and he went, ain't nothing wrong with my toes.
That's a Hall of Famer, I'll have you in him. And you know what? I'll tell you what.
Javid Best is going to be a Hall of Famer. That guy's the next, man. He's Barry Sanders all over again. I'm telling you right now. Oh. Matthew Stafford plays 16 games. Dare I say, right? I'll say it right now. The Lions are going to the playoffs.
Okay, well, see, for one thing, you said two impossibilities right there. Number one, Matthew Stafford playing 16 games. Give me a break. Give me a break. That guy, he'll last 5 weeks and his shoulders will get crushed again. Shoulders are going to get smashed in.
Okay, well, that's why I said if he plays 16 games.
If he plays 16 games. See, this is what you know, what it's known, ladies and gentlemen, is hedging your bets. You say something impossible, and then you say a bold prediction, knowing full well that you always have that out when you go, but he got hurt in week 5.
Well, if he plays 16 games, they're going to the playoffs. I don't know. How else can I say it? If he gets hurt, if Peyton Manning gets hurt, they're not going to the Super Bowl, right?
They're not going to the playoffs if Peyton Manning gets hurt.
Okay, so what's the difference?
What's the difference? I don't know. The difference is that we're talking about Javid Best as a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be my fantasy Hall of Famer anyway.
I'll tell you what, man. The other day when Marshall Faulk was doing his speech, I could actually see his ego from here.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, that dude full of him. I mean, granted, he thanked everybody and everybody like that, but my God, does he just think he is the shit, doesn't he? Well, he is, but he sure knows it.
All right. Let's back up. We opened the show with a couple of different clips of Bernie Kosar, who
right.
always seemed to sound drunk on the air when he was doing these preseason games for the Browns, and I don't mm-hmm. know if word's gotten round that he sounded that way and he doesn't drink now, or if he got some kind of coaching. I don't know if he really did drink before, but it sure sounded like it, much like Robert Kraft. We talked about that last week. He sounded like he had been drinking when they got him on camera, you know, after the Super Bowl games. But then listening to him the other day, he sounded fine. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I can't say yes. Bernie Kosar was drunk doing preseason games because I don't know that for sure, but it sounded like it.
I can say it because this is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. We're not really concerned about anything factual. It says so right there in the opening of the show. So I'm going to go ahead and say right now that Bernie Kosar was drunk on OxyContin and paint thinner. You know, the dude will take anything he can get. All right. When the beer man refuses, I'm telling you, the stadium, they say, don't go up there anymore. You know, we're losing all kinds of money up there. Don't go up there. He's drinking a case every 5 minutes.
Well,
so, you know, he'll take whatever he can find, cleaning fluids, anything.
Well, you would think now would be the time he would definitely get drunk.
yeah, he's definitely got something to worry about now.
Oh, Bernie Kosar has a daughter. Her name is Sarah.
I thought her name was Lexi.
Well, her real name is Sarah.
Oh.
Her stage name is Lexi Silver. That's with two X's.
Lexi Silver with two X's. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Lexi, L-E-X-X-I, and then Silver. Lexi Silver.
We could do a quick field trip right here. Turn off your moderate safe search on Google and push that in.
Yeah, we've already been there. So,
yeah, you'll get some nice explicit photos, and you'll notice there, Tom, that she looks great from behind, but when she looks at the camera, she kind of looks like Bernie Kosar, and that kind of throws it off. Plus, if you'll notice in some of those photos there, she appears to sidearm it kind of like he does, you know, if you follow it.
Yeah, LexiSilver.com. That is Bernie Kosar's daughter. And yes,
there you go.
She is doing porn. She has made her debut in the movie Pervs on Patrol.
Pervs on Patrol. Now, Tom, I've heard good reviews for Pervs on Patrol. From what I understand, it's up for a cummy.
Well, I'll give you one.
Oh, you're going to give us one? Tom is going to review the movie Pervs on Patrol for us, ladies and gentlemen.
I have an exclusive, the first review of this movie.
We'll give it two dicks up.
Actually, I just saw there's a clip on her website.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
And she plays this yoga instructor who gets involved with her students after class. And, you know. And
wait a minute.
Cue the porn music and, you know.
There's an actual character. Somebody actually said,
yeah.
All right, here's your character. Yes.
There's a storyline, John.
You pretend you're running the class, see? And then all of these guys are going to gangbang you.
Okay. Hey, you know what? My father used to blow games for the Browns, and now I'm going to blow this brown man in Cleveland.
Hey, Bernie, look at your daughter's technique.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. Look at that shot, Bernie.
That's very pretty.
Say, you know, I don't remember her looking quite like that.
Oh, my God.
You know, Tom, when you get into the one-yard line, you know what that means? That means everybody's got a chance to bang my daughter in the shadow of the goalpost. 10 yards piling on.
Oh, brother. Well, you know, I will say this for her. At least she had the decency to bleach. You know, I think that shows a lot in a woman that when she thinks enough of the viewing public, you know, to bleach that thing. So,
well,
thank God for that.
Bernie, what do you think about this whole porno business?
It's such a violent, fast game of big guys.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that one there with your daughter, I don't know.
And you see that a lot of guys that are a little undersized at their position play a kamikaze style.
Oh.
So she's doing Japanese porn as well? Is that what I'm catching here? She's peeing on people.
Oh, Lord.
She's doing Japanese porn. That means when she's getting it done to her, she screams and cries like a little kid. Honest to God, in Japan, how do you not know when your neighbors are banging? Jesus,
they're loud.
Yeah, could you imagine that? Her calling up, Daddy, invite the family. I want to bring you to the premiere of my new movie. Call Grandma and get everybody in the station wagon. Come on down to the white raincoat and we'll have the red carpet out for you.
And the award for Best Cum Shot 2011 goes to Bernie Kosar's daughter in Pervs on Parade.
Oh my God! I want to thank my co-stars Lex and Bobby and Billy and Joe and Eddie and Alan and Mike and Eric and Billy and the other guy named Joe and Philip and...
Don't forget the midget.
Oh yes, and Runty the Wonder Clown. Oh my God!
Can you
Bernie Kosar's daughter.
I'd give anything for him to talk about it during the game. Anything.
Oh God, wouldn't that
anything.
Be
fun?
Well, it's third down and five. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? You know, my daughter's making pictures now, right? my daughter's in the movies.
They're gonna fucking give her an ass print outside at Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Oh man,
Bernie's in the business. Good God!
Oh, I remember this clip.
The closest guy is four Browns.
The closest guy is four Browns.
Oh God! Could you imagine Thanksgiving dinner at his house this year?
In the physical game that we're playing called football, you're allowed that type of contact.
You know, there was a reason I'm drinking before these games. The Browns suck, and so does my daughter. And they all do it for a lot of money.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, do we have to?
I'm sure we'll talk about this in some way, shape, or form again at some point.
Bernie Kosar's daughter. Now, you realize, Tom, we have to give a couple of minutes here. We've only been joking around for about 4 minutes, which means that the average 19-year-old has about another minute and a half to go from when I figure they Googled that picture up. So we'll call this the Tilliard Minute. Finish up, John. All right, we'll wait for you here.
Well, John, you know what? Actually, you and I should watch the movie and do a proper review, like Siskel and Ebert.
Oh, okay. We should try that, a proper review.
Oh, my God.
And here, Ed Longcock, playing the delivery boy, gives a strong performance when he turns her around and spanks her.
All right.
Of course, we'd have to disagree. To tell you,
of course, absolutely. All right, come on, we got to move on. We got to move on.
I'm sorry, you're right.
All right. Real quick, Rex Ryan has a challenge for the entire league.
I think we have to find somebody out there to beat New England besides us. And I think that would help. I mean, will anybody out there that wants to sign up for it, are you good enough as a team to beat the New England Patriots? Forget about us. Are you good enough to go out there and beat the New England Patriots? I'm challenging the league.
Not bad. Not bad. You got to give it to him, man.
I love the guy. I love him. You know, if we didn't have Jason Garrett, and maybe even still, I'm trying to imagine Rex Ryan as our coach and Rob Ryan as the defensive coordinator.
Oh, that wouldn't work at all. Can't have brothers doing that. They'd be fighting all the time. They know each other too well. No respect level.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm guessing that they don't do that. That Rob is not Rex's defensive coordinator because Rob wants to be a head coach.
You know what? Rob looks like Rex wearing a bad woman's wig.
Yes. Yeah.
They're like identical, except for it's like Rex put on a wig. Hello, everyone.
But he's even he's crazier than Rex. He's more like Buddy.
He's talking shit, too. He's talking stuff, too, man. He's talking stuff about the Eagles.
Love it.
So
yeah, that's why I call my fantasy team Tom's All Hype Team.
Yeah, well, you gotta show it on the field there, Holmes. You got to show it on the field. And you know what the first thing I'm going to do if I'm Rob Ryan down there in Texas? You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to take Keith Brooking way the hell out in the desert and leave his stupid ass there and say, you want to make any more pregame speeches? Think about it on your way back, you stupid ass. I'd say, get this clown ass out of here, man. Great. You can make a tackle here and there, but if you ever open your mouth before the game when the cameras are on again, I will kick you so hard you'll land in Arizona.
Hey, all right. Speaking of speeches, Deion Sanders,
right.
Hall of Fame induction speech. All right. He loves this game, John. This game.
This game. This game. This game. This game. This game taught me how to be a man. This game taught me if I get knocked down, I gotta get my butt back up again. This game taught me that some things in life you can't do too prematurely. In football, they call it offsides. And life is just life.
Just life, John.
I appreciate this game so much because I thought about it as a child. I wanted to do it. And they told me that we would get compensated and paid for a game. That I always love, and I hear so many people say, I would do this for free. I would too, as long as you're doing it for free. But this game means so much to me, but I always had a rule in life that I would never love nothing that couldn't love me back. So I admire this game. I like this game. It taught me how to be a man. It taught me how to get up. It taught me how to live and play with pain, this game. This game taught me so much about people. It taught me so much about timing. It taught me so much about focus, dedication, submitting oneself, and sacrifices. This game, this game, this game.
How many times did he say, this game, John?
I think that's the game, Tom. We should have all everybody drink every time Deion says, this game. Right. We'd have been so sloshed, we'd have missed the rest of his ego trip.
I did life. Prematurely.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Offside.
In football, they call it offside. Right. In life, they call it life.
Is he giving a speech or is he preaching?
This game, Tom, it taught me how to shave. It taught me how to tie my shoes. It taught me that there's more fish in the sea when a girl dump you. It taught me everything.
Right.
Because, you know, my mama was too busy. To teach me anything itself.
That's right. She was busy working, and now that's the part we want to hear about. Deion?
I made a promise when I was 7 years old to this young woman at the age of 27. She was working two jobs, and she was slaving over pots and pans on that precise day. And I said, Mama, because I was tired of seeing her go to work and come home all tired. I said, I'm going to be rich one day. Mama, I'm going to make a lot of money. And you will never have to work another day of your life. My mama say that's fine, but until then, you get that lawnmower and go out there and cut that grass. <laughs> 14 years later, that's why you can't give up on your dream, your promise. Because 14 years later, this dream, this promise came. That I was able to allow my mama to go into a job and say, I'm not doing it anymore. My son has blessed me. But it's something inside of me, mama, that I never told you. That I never could admit. And I'm going to share it with all of you because now we're family.
Now he's going to make a big revelation, John.
I used to sell tickets for my friends to peek at you in the shower. I'm sorry, mama. But I couldn't let you die without knowing. This game, Tom, taught me how to cut the grass. Because my mama was making me do it.
Oh, man.
She worked two jobs and then was turning tricks on Friday nights to make crack money.
Oh, wait till you hear this. Here we go.
I played for a youth team called the Fort Myers Rebels, and they blessed me. They took me all over the country to play and expose me to things, expose you to things. And everybody on their team, their parents owned something, and their parents were doctors or lawyers or the chief of police. It was that type of organization. Me and one of my friends were the only African-American kids that was on that team, and it was a very affluent team. And I was ashamed of my mama, because my mama worked in the hospital. Oh. She cleaned up the hospital. She pushed the cart.
She pushed the cart, John. She cleaned up the hospital, Tom. She be wiping out the bedpan. My mama with her hands full of octogenarian dookie. This was before everybody had to wear the rubber gloves. I can remember my mama coming home with her hands smelling like pine sol and bedpan. And I said, Mama, One day, this game is going to make sure you never have to touch another old man's poop again. This game.
And I was ashamed of my mama, who sacrificed, who loved me, who protected me, who gave me everything I want to make sure I was best dressed in school. And I had everything that was late that came out. I had it first. I was ashamed of my mama. Because one of my friends in high school, he saw her in a hospital one night pushing a cart. And he came back and he clowned me. He ridiculed me and he mocked me because of my mama. So I made a pledge to myself that I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it may take. I'm not going to do anything illegal, but my mama would never have to work another day of her life. And I recognized the defensive backs at that time didn't get paid a lot. Quarterbacks, running backs, linebackers. Defensive backs wasn't paid a lot. And in my dormitory room at Florida State, I created this image, this thing that you could imagine. You could love him or hate him, but he was prime time.
Prime time.
My mama give me everything, Tom. Anything I ask for. I say, Mama, I want a $6 million man with bionic kung fu action, and she get it for me. My mama be in the store, and I say I want the Count Chocula because I want the prize inside, and my mama would buy it for me, even though she know I don't like Count Chocula. My mama cleaning up the hospital, Tom. And that was back in the days when hospitals was like really dirty. She had to really clean. She pushed a cart. She pushed a cart. Mama, I said, one day, I'm going to buy you a Roomba so you don't have to push no vacuum or nothing. But right after I buy my big purple clown suit.
Yeah.
He didn't have a clown suit on. Well, he had the yellow jacket on. So I'm sure. I wish he would have got a pair of canary yellow zoot suit pants to go with it, you know, with the big long chain and whatnot.
I love it. He names all his kids like Ray Lewis did.
Throughout this game, I've lost some people. But throughout this game, I've gained 5 wonderful, beautiful kids. Deion Jr., Shiloh, Shador, Shalomai, with all my team's jerseys on, I love you. Thank you, babies. My beautiful wife, Pilar, who was sacrificed in it. Put her dreams and ambitions on hold to make sure I achieve mine. Thank you, baby, for all you do and for all you put up with me, because I know I'm not easy to deal with.
Now, okay, so you got Deandra and Deion Jr. You got right. Shiloh, Shadora, and another one that started...
Shalimar.
Okay. Yeah.
Shalimar, the perfume.
Because, you know, he names them after things he loves. One of them's called Neona, and then there's Primella, and then there's Funyuns, because I love Funyuns. Come here, little Funyun. Oh, my oldest son from another marriage is called Jerry Curl.
Wow. Oh, man.
little Funyun Sanders. I saw my mama was cleaning up the hospital time, and I seen her, and my friend seen her, and I said, you making fun of my mama because you was at the hospital visiting your crackhead father who got shot.
But when you talked about me, media, guess what? Behind you, I saw my mama. When you wrote about me, when you naysayed me, when you criticized me, I saw right through your papers, right through your TV, and I saw my mama. When you told me what I couldn't do, when you told me what I didn't do, when you told me what I would never be, I saw my mama pushing that cart. When you told me I was too small, I wasn't educated enough, I saw my mama.
When you was naysaying me, Tom, they naysayed me. They poo-pooed my ideas. They dismissed me, and I saw my mama. Everywhere I turned around, I saw my mama. It was all I could do to not get a high-powered rifle and start shooting people from a freaking book tower. I need therapy. But I go to the therapist's office, and I see my mama. She's been cleaning up the therapist's office.
All right. Well, there he is, Dion. Amazing, amazing football player. Absolutely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Needs a new speechwriter, I think, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe his speechwriter was his mama.
I did like Richard Dent's speech, and I like Chris Hamburger's speech, and I liked Ed Sable. He didn't write anything. He just sat there and said what was on his mind. I thought that was great.
Yep.
And you know, why shouldn't he? He's what, 93 years old? He's got, I'm sure, a whole lifetime of stuff that he could talk about.
Sure.
Yeah. Really good. I really liked the fact that they put him in, and I was really glad. I know we were all prepared to make fun of him and everything like that, but I was really glad that he was lucid.
Yeah.
And I was really glad that it was a really good speech.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, he has shaped how all of us watch football, how we all see the game, and how we all, to an extent, you know, do some hero worship here, right? And we all see it that way. Everything he did was heroic. He showed all these guys in their most heroic fashion.
The music. Loop. Oh, my God. Yep. The music that goes with it all. Amazing.
Yeah, Sam Spence. Great stuff. Now, the first set of music. After, in the 70s, when they started putting that disco-y crap in there, when they tried to do it again, when they tried to get, like, music part two.
Right.
Not very good. But the original set, great stuff.
You hear that, you immediately know what it is.
You get chills if you are a football fan.
You know that sound right there. You hear that and you know that's NFL films.
Actually, right. Tom, I think that's the theme to Lexi Steele or Lexi Silver's first movie. Boom, boom.
Yeah, but the outdoor scene in Lexi's movie, they kick it up a notch. Oh.
And while I was watching Bernie Kosar's daughter banging that horse, I saw my mama cleaning up the set of the porn shoot. I said, mama, you don't have to be cleaning up no cum shots or no porn shoot.
Go to break.
If I get myself enough money, you ain't never going to have to do that again.
Go to break.
Cartoon Radio Hour.
I've got another obsession to break. No excuse. On Monday nights I will come home late, drenched in booze. Football season begins really soon. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. When my wife tries to watch, she gets confused. Which of these players are natural?
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Thank you for calling the Randy Moss Hotline. As of
6:48 a.m. Minneapolis time,
Randy Moss is still an immature jerk. This message will repeat forever.
Hey, what's up? This is Lewis
and Jesse from 10 Years.
And you're rocking with John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Back on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
We are Penn State.
You know what we are? What?
We are eligible.
Uh-huh. We're eligible.
We are bowl eligible.
Uh-huh.
That's all I wanted to say. That's my one shot at Ohio State for the day.
Is Ohio State not bowl eligible?
Aren't they on probation or something? Aren't they on some kind of...
They put themselves on probation.
Whatever. You know how I feel about it anyway. It's a joke, man.
That's why I said the NCAA is not going to announce anything for weeks.
The NCAA is a joke.
Yes.
You know how I feel about it. It's just a ridiculous joke.
And Stephen A. is going to touch on this, but first I want to play something else. Rex Grossman.
He
guaranteed the division win, the division championship. For the Redskins.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And you know what? Everybody's making fun of him for it. But what else do you want your quarterback to say? What do you want him to do? Go out and say, well, we're going to do our best to get to 7-9?
Well, you know what it is? It's always okay to say, we're going to do everything we can to win this division, and we feel confident in ourselves. But when they say,
sure,
I guarantee we're going to win this division.
Hey, man, this is Rex Grossman, all right? This is the F it, I'm going deep guy, all right? This is Rex Grossman, the dragon. He's going to unleash the dragon. We have Charlie Sheen on our team, dude. He's our quarterback.
Duh, winning.
We pretty much do. You know, and really, basically, the way he picked apart the Steelers the other day, Super Bowl, buddy.
Well, this is what Stephen A. filled in for Colin Cowherd, which should be permanent.
Dude, you could have a stapler fill in for Colin Cowherd, and I'd be more happy. I'd listen to 3 hours of a stapler placed in front of the microphone before I'll listen to that.
Well,
jack.
Oh, check it out, everybody. I'm about to make John listen to more than a minute and 50 seconds of the Colin Cowherd show.
This will be a record, unless I scream douchebag before 1:44.
Although you might turn Stephen A. off quicker when you hear what he has to say about Rex Grossman's guarantee.
This is a guy that guaranteed the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, the team with a quarterback by the name of John Beck that might end up starting. Sounds like a sitcom for crying out loud. This guy, Rex Grossman, says the Washington Redskins are going to win the NFC East. With the Dallas Cowboys, with the New York Giants, with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Redskins are going to win the NFC East. There's no way on earth the Washington Redskins are winning the NFC East. Not a snowball's chance and you know what.
Wait a minute, he said the Dallas Cowboys, like that's something to be concerned about?
Oh, is that really? That's all you got? That's all you got?
No, I didn't know. It's not all I got. I'm just thinking, if you're going to say, like, the division is so tough, don't hold up, what were you guys, 6-10 last year, 5-11? Don't hold up another shitty team.
Oh, come
and
on.
Say,
Romo's going to, if Romo plays 16 games.
Oh, here we go again with it. Excuse me.
Our biggest problem last year, I mean, obviously, other than Romo getting hurt, was the pass defense. So, Rob Ryan, fix it, and we'll talk.
Yeah, Rob Ryan, fix it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll see. You ain't going to stop Rex Grossman, baby.
Oh, yeah. Don't you dare!
Unleash the dragon.
Right.
Yeah.
Please move on to the next subject.
All right, all right. All right, so Ohio State had, you know, Tressel and the sports director and the president. They all had to meet with the NCAA on Friday. I thought the NCAA was coming back with what the final punishment was, but apparently they had to discuss everything, and now they're going to be like 12 weeks, John. Until,
Jesus.
So, I mean, what the hell does that even mean? Are you... They're going to play the season. Do they? And then what? They could end up taking the bowl game away from them? Or, I mean.
You know, I don't know. All right, 12 weeks from when? From last week?
From now.
From now. So that roughly is the end of November.
They'll be almost done with the regular season.
They might be done with the regular season. Isn't the Army-Navy game the last game in the regular season?
Well, I mean, Ohio State plays through Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, I know that. They do that. But usually. They play Michigan.
But now we also have a Big Ten championship now, too.
Right. Okay, okay. And we get all everybody gets to kick around Nebraska, too. But, yeah, you guys play Michigan usually last week in November, early December at the most.
Thanksgiving weekend.
So it's about 12 weeks away. So, yeah, that's it looks to me like that's what they're going to do. They're going to say, if you can behave yourself, we'll give you a cookie.
Yeah, well.
You know what? I think every team in the NCAA, every team that's in Division I, ought to protest, ought to band together and protest. Every player coming out of high school ought to get an agent. They ought to throw this whole thing up on its ass. I love the way South Park handled it by calling them slaves. You know, and really, that's how it works. I don't like the way the whole thing is run.
Okay.
It's just the way it is, man. The only thing that's good about the NCAA are the actual games on the field, and that's it. Other than that, everything else about it sucks. The way that they make their decisions, like this, for example, why even bother? What the hell? What the hell's the point?
Well, to deter it from happening again, I guess.
You know what? Here's the thing. Well, as far as I'm concerned, what happened? You know, what was the big violation here? They got some tattoos. They sold some mementos.
The big violation was that Tressel lied.
About what?
About not knowing.
My point is who cares? He knew about something that should be nothing. That's my point.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, but...
The fact that they are using this as evidence of some kind of collusion in some kind of way that Ohio State got some kind of an advantage, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. You might as well have walked into Tressel's office and say, you know, we heard your boys have been breathing air. What do you got to say about that? What? Really?
All right. Well, God. let me play this clip of Stephen A.
Right.
You know, back in the fall when this came down and we found out about them selling their Big Ten ring, gold pants, whatever, for tattoos money, whatever they got.
Right.
You know, Tressel came out and he gave this whole speech about, you know, our boys made some mistakes and, you know, they got to follow the rules and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And these players have to learn that they can't do wrong or there's going to be consequences. And so he makes that speech, right?
Ridiculous.
And so then they were meeting, like I said, last Friday. And of course, we all know what's happened since then. Tressel resigned.
Right.
And,
well, fine by me. Don't get me wrong.
And that's it. That's all that happened. And Pryor left. The other players who got suspended will serve their suspensions and then play this season. Pryor's gone, Tressel's gone, and the school had given themselves 2 years probation but did not impose a bowl ban and also did not impose any reduction in scholarships on themselves. So I don't know what does that 2 years probation mean.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. But so anyway, they went before the the NCAA to plead their case, I guess, and go over everything, and now the NCAA is going to decide. But this is what Stephen A. had to say about the whole thing.
This guy! Right here!
This guy!
Right there! Right there!
Right off the bat, great.
This guy! Oh,
he says that several times. He says that almost as much as Dion says this game.
This game, this guy, my mama!
Oh, we got something there.
This guy! Right here! I don't think that Jim Tressel should have been fired over this. But I do believe he should have been fired for sitting up there with his little vest on, looking like Polly Purebred with the glasses. This guy stands up there like he's the paragon of virtue, talking about those players have to learn the things that they should and shouldn't do. I'm paraphrasing. And I'm not going to stop at Tressel. Let's be clear. I think the athletic director, Gene Smith, should be suspended if not fired. I think the president, Gordon Gee, should be suspended if not fired.
Yeah.
Because they have given every indication that they allowed things to run amok. That they did not police
run amok
Jim Tressel.
Well, Stephen, the people at the top making all the money never get fired.
They're running amok, Tom. They're selling their own personal possessions.
My God, what has society come to?
It's Armageddon, John.
We need to take this successful university and this successful athletic program and destroy it because these guys are selling their own personal items.
It's Armageddon.
My God. Dude, if they graduated today and then sold it on eBay tomorrow, there's no violation.
Right.
The fucking you gotta be kidding. What is it?
We're sorry, here at the NCAA, we've run some tests and decided that they used super ink in these tattoos, and now Aaron Pryor is better than everybody on the field. This isn't fair.
What the hell did they do? They inject them with some kind of super steroid ink or something? My God. It's dude, how does this country even exist? We are the stupidest. God, Jesus, I just can't believe that the people in charge of everything are so fucking stupid. Of everything. Oh, everything that you can, really, you pick any major thing in this country and find the people that are in charge, they're like the ancient European aristocracy that was inbred for 400 years. They're all fucking retarded.
All the way to the top, man. Even the federal government of the United States of America is a complete and total failure.
It is, man. And it really, that's the way it is. It's almost like they're all brain dead.
I know.
The tattoos? They sold pants that you gave them? Well, my God! This country's falling apart at the seams!
And do you know how many players around the country are going, holy shit, I sell that crap every time they give it to me?
Jesus. No kidding, man. I get a game ball. That means I'm taking my girl out next week because, you know, I can't have a job. I'm not even allowed to cook French fries at McDonald's. Otherwise, I violate my school. Jesus.
Oh, hell.
You know, you almost expect that you go to the NCAA's offices and they still have window slits set up for fighting Indians. They still think it's like 1875.
All right, let's continue.
They didn't care because he was making money for the university because he was winning. I'm not saying that the players were right. They weren't right. When you do dirt, you get busted and you got to pay the piper. Get Pete Carroll out of Seattle. Make sure he pays for some of his transgressions at USC, turning a blind eye and a deaf ear like we're buying that nonsense.
Yeah.
I understand that there are more people guilty of things than Jim Tressel, but you got to set an example. Some people are going to say he's the fall guy. So be it. Your hands were dirty. But there needs to be fall men. And Gordon Gee and Gene Smith need to fall with him.
That's right.
Fallman, starring Lexi Silver. Watch these 53 gigantically over-steroided men get on this girl and say, your father used to be a rag-arm, side-arm, dirt-ass, and the only reason anybody even remembers his name is because the Cowboys drug him to a Super Bowl.
Ah! This guy! This guy! This guy!
That's the director yelling, come on, you, in there, this guy, nice guy, that guy.
It sounds like Paterno at practice in his it's Joe Pa at practice in his golf cart.
So be it.
Right.
Period. They sat around and did nothing. I'm so happy they're in front of the NCAA Infractions Committee. I don't wish anything for the kids because my heart goes out to them. They weren't involved in this nonsense. They don't deserve to be banned from bowl games and all of this other stuff. But if there's a way to make sure
that Gordon Gee and Gene Smith pays for their transgressions, their dereliction of duty being primary amongst them, then I'm all for it. But if you can't do that to them, and the only other alternative is to make sure the program suffers, oh well, it's the way it goes.
So be it.
Something's got to give. If the coach got to go, how does the athletic director and the president stay when the president himself is sitting there talking about, fire him? I'm hoping he won't fire me.
Yeah, that's right. When they asked Gordon Gee back in the, you know, if Jim Tressel could be fired, he says, fire him. I hope he doesn't fire me.
Lexi Steele takes on six homeless guys in the scat fest you've just got to see to believe in Dereliction of Duty.
Their dereliction of duty?
These people that he's complaining about that need to be fired that are complicit in this crime of these guys selling a pair of pants. I can't believe this, dude. Honestly, it's like the whole world. None of it makes any fucking sense, man. None of it. Oh, my God.
I know, man.
Oh, Jesus. I sold a pair of pants. Just tear down the university.
This is ridiculous.
Yes. Yes,
oh, it sure is. And, you know, I got to say, after, you know, watching Seattle's first preseason game and how they played last year and the fact that Charlie Whitehurst looks like it might be their quarterback, him and Tavares Jackson, I think Pete Carroll's going to get what he deserves. he's going to get drugged through the mud for a while.
He deserved to be fired for that comment alone. Enough already. The players have to suffer. Why don't you suffer? It's time to stop letting the adults get away with their transgressions while we hold kids accountable. Enough's enough.
Right.
Absolutely. Dude, none of it makes any sense. I can't even wrap my head around the fact that they're causing this kind of an uproar over that.
Are you kidding? This is unbelievable. I can't believe it.
You got that right.
Oh, that's good
stuff. Man.
So I guess we'll find out in 12 weeks. Speaking of college football, Joe Pa broke his friggin' hip.
He broke his hip, Tom.
What in the hell? Was there a collision? Like players got bumped off the sideline into him or something at practice?
Wait.
Oh, God, here he comes.
Wait,
Joe, what happened?
I don't know. I don't know. We was working on the kickoffs there. And them boys was running down there like a bunch of ballet dancers. You know, they was pussyfooting around, so I had to go in there and show them how to bust up the wedge. I got blindsided. Kid made a good block.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I fell down and I couldn't get up. I pressed my medical aid bracelet, you know. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You can see him down there. Help, I'm stuck in the bathtub here. They give me a golf cart for practice, you know. This thing's great. Let me tell you something. Now if they don't listen, I can run over their foot. I told you to run around the end there, Crunch. Yeah, it's good. I designed some plays using it. Let me tell you what, you put a fullback in a golf cart and send him into the line as a lead blocker. You get a hole pretty quick there.
Oh, hell. You know, he ran a coach's meeting from his hospital bed the same day.
Well, he can pull that off, you know.
It isn't like they're a bunch of meals.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They was tackling like schlemiels, so I had to show them how it was done, and I broke my hip.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Can you imagine that? A coach's meeting with an 82-year-old coach on painkillers?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see that thing in the sky there? Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
They're trying to get plays going.
Hey, call the nurse, come back here.
Coach, what?
I'm hungry.
Coach, what play do you want us to run next?
I think that's a dumb question. Hey, it's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Hey, you know, they got some fun movies here at the hospital. I'm watching this thing with Bernie Kosar's daughter in it. Yeah, it's good for my blood pressure. She's very athletic, you know. Very limber.
Oh, God.
Hey, you should see the kamikaze shot they got in here. It's amazing.
Kamikaze style.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a kamikaze style. You see, it's a new play in these movies. She girl lays down on the floor there, and all these Japanese guys run in and just pile in.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
God, can you imagine Joe Pa and Bernie having a conversation?
They jump in there like little, they're like hedgehogs, they're so fast. And then they yell, Banzai, and the next one comes, and then they all jump off again. Sneaky little bastard. Oh, God. Lexi Steele in Pearl Harbor. She was asleep at 7 in the morning. And then, boom. You sunk my battleship. I don't like this game.
Hey, oh, you know what? You know what did not happen this offseason?
A lot of stuff.
Well, no, but the Packers never got to go to the White House because of the lockout.
Well, they went the other day, and one of them wasn't allowed to go meet Obama because he didn't have his driver's license.
I know.
I can't remember which one it was, but they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, they just finally just got to go.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in because he didn't have his driver's license. How funny is that? Right. It's like, man, I wear my name on my shirt all the time. Me, all these guys know who I am.
Sorry, sir.
Kind of reminds me of a story that I'm not going to tell.
Okay, good, because we got to call Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So let's get Brett on the phone. We have stuff to talk to Brett. I hope we can get a hold of him.
Oh, I wouldn't see why we shouldn't. Why? Has he got stuff to do? I haven't heard too much about him.
Oh, he's coming back, don't you know?
I didn't realize that. I also didn't know you were from Canada. Eh? All the caller Canadian fans just went, hey, Tom's a good guy there. Hey, but don't you know? Tom's a waffle eater, don't you know?
Hello.
Brett Favre.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, Brett, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing just great out here, boys. What you fellas up to?
You know, getting ready for the season, which you don't have to worry about, I don't think.
Well, you never know. I ain't made up my mind about nothing yet. Just like always. I always got to leave it out there.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm out here on this pond. I'm just trying to look for a big old pig out here.
Oh, you fishing?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, I'm sitting right out here, sitting on my little boat, man, trying to catch me one right now.
I love bass fishing, Brett. Love it. Love it.
That's what I understood.
So that's what I would be doing if I were you, but there's all these rumors, as there always are. Are you coming back to the NFL? What's going on? Are you going to play football?
Come on, man, you know, I don't know about coming back to no NFL, you know, but I started to get the feeling, you know, the people was getting a little tired of me, you know. You ever feel like you're at a party and, you know, kind of like people are talking about you and you ain't standing around? I was just kind of getting that vibe that people was, like, sick of me. I was wearing out my welcome. Besides, I knew the Vikings was going to go in a whole different direction, and it looks like they went in and brought up a old washed-up rag-arm quarterback and ain't seen the writing on the wall yet. You know, it sounds kind of familiar. nothing more pathetic than watching an old man who don't know his football career is over yet, don't you think? Yeah, for a little while, I heard my name in the news about maybe going to play for them Philadelphia Eagles. And I figured, sure, why not? It's not like I got any self-respect left, you know what I'm saying? I mean, God dang. Yeah, they fixed up there. They got quarterbacks coming out their ass. They got a convicted felon at quarterback, everyone, and they got a schizophrenic paranoid, you know, at the backup position there. And then I don't even know who their number three is. Who's their number three up there?
I have no idea.
I don't have any idea either, but you can bet this. The coach's son's probably selling him heroin or something like that. You know, it's a mess up there. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I mean, you know, what kind of person do people think I am?
Right.
Hang on, hold. I got one. Come on in here, bad boy. Oh, God dang, right. Come on. Look at that toe. Oh, God dang it. Get on up here. I got him at the Tommy. I rattled that toe right off of that lily pad, boy. Look at that. That is a toe. Damn sure it's pretty. Oh, damn. That's a pretty bass right there, Tom. Got a real nice mouth on it.
Oh, nice.
Tell you what, man. If it had a giant second set of knockers on it, this toe almost looked like Jen Sturger. Damn. Put him on down in the box there. Yeah, you know what? That's what I like to do, man. When there ain't no football on, I like to go fishing. I should be in that Bassmaster Classic, man. That's
the Bassmaster
Super Bowl of fishing.
Oh, yeah, the Classic. That's what they call it, the Super Bowl. Well, you could win one of them.
No, you know, they should put me in there. I was three-time MVP, won a Super Bowl. You know, they ought to put me in there just for being that. But I went and tried out for it one time. Told them I was Brett Favre and all that. Been named NFL MVP, won the Super Bowl and whatnot. And I went to show them what I could do, and all my cast got intercepted. Yeah, I was throwing them out there, man. These rainbow trout and perch, they was all jumping up and picking off my cast. So they said, sorry, sir. You know, come back another time.
Oh, Brett. All right. Well, hey, did you hear about Bernie Kosar's daughter?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Who ain't heard about that guy? She's hot as hell, ain't she?
Can you imagine, Brett?
No, I don't even want to think about nothing like that. I've seen her movie. Real nice. I'll tell you what, boy. I figure I'm going to be tapping that myself.
What if that was your daughter?
Well, you know, we ain't going to have to think about that if it was my daughter, because if it was my daughter, I'd be up there kicking everybody in their ass about it, you know? And I'd be making sure I got some of the profits. You understand? I didn't want to go be hanging out there. I ain't going to catch no fool over here. But I figured to be tapping that little Kosar chick myself. I went ahead and texted her a picture of my junk, man.
Oh, no. Man, that's got to be like every dad's nightmare.
What? Look, let me tell you what. If you get a text of my junk, your daughter gets one of them. She is on the road.
No, no, I'm talking about finding out your daughter's in porn.
Oh, well, you know, that's got to be hard right there. I mean, but really, when you're Bernie Kosar, you've been pretty much used to a life full of disappointment, don't you think? You know, you're kind of expected to get banged in the end, you know. So I guess if it's your daughter doing that, it's all right. Besides, she's going to be calling me here soon, so, you know, I want to make sure to keep the thing straight. Because, you know, them girls, man, they can't resist a peek at little old number four. I showed it to her. I'll tell you what, hey, man, I checked this out. I read this in the paper today. You want to hear some stupid stuff about locals down here?
All right.
Police here. Let me give it the paper out here. All right. Police here in Alabama busted at least a dozen deadbeat dads. Could you put Ronnie Kosar in that mix there? He's a deadbeat. I don't know if he's a deadbeat dad or just one that's been beat up until he's dead. One or the other. But, anyway, they busted a dozen deadbeat dads by luring them in with a scam where they promised them free tickets to the Alabama-Auburn football game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you believe that? Yeah. Bunch of dumbasses come in there. They called it Operation Iron Snare. Well, making a
this is
good
real.
Old name like that.
This is a true story?
I mean, it's a true story. It's happened right down here in Alabama. Well, over there in Alabama. I'm up here in Hattiesburg, but you know. Anyway, Operation Iron Snare letters was mailed out to the deadbeats back in April, telling the winners that they would be sure they bring their letter and their photo ID when they come to pick up their free ticket.
Oh, that's terrible.
So when the dads got there, the music was playing, and there was fake TV cameras was there, and they celebrated and reported on this contest. And people who showed up was thrilled about winning tickets until they was taken into another room and handcuffed.
Oh, my God.
That's just terrible, man. You know, something like that happened to me one time, man. This girl I was talking to on the internet told me to come over to her house and I'll bring some beer and everything. I showed up at the door and there was this Chris Matthew or this fella from the TV news sitting there at the table. Have a seat, please. I ran the hell on out of there. I said, that ain't my junk in that picture. You can't prove nothing. Anyway, hey, get this, man. It was such a good scam that one of them suspects, when they was taking him out of the room, even asked if he still got his free tickets. Now, can you believe that? Look at that here. We got phony TV cameras, a band playing. We got all kinds of cops and police. We rented a hotel room, and we caught a dozen deadbeat dads. And while we was doing that, there was four drive-by shootings. There was a couple of liquor store robberies. But we got a couple of deadbeats.
Only 12?
That's what it says here. At least a dozen.
How much
at
money? Least a dozen. I wonder how much money was spent on that entire operation to capture 12 deadbeat dads.
You know, it's almost like throwing away a whole ton of money on an old washed up dead ass arm quarterback trying to hope he'll bring back some of his old glory days and take you somewhere.
Okay, so as far as that goes, Brett, you're pretty sure you're not going to play football this year?
No, but the goddamn one, I'm going to tell you.
All right, well, listen, I have an opportunity for you then if you're going to have some time available.
I'm going to tell you what, man, this is a pretty fish, Tom. This sure do remind me of Jen. Hang on a second here. Jen, I sure do miss you, baby doll. Here is a picture to remember me by. Oh, hell yeah, man. She's gonna love that. All right, now where was we?
All right. Since you got some time available, you know, every year on the show, we've had Jerry Jones do picks with us every week. We'd give him four games to pick. He'd tell us who was going to win, but he's got a lot going on right now, so we need a replacement. Would you like to do it?
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, my agent told me one of you people from the media was going to be calling asking me for my expert opinion. I figured that might be CBS or Fox or something like that.
Wait, Brett, hold on. Don't put us with the media. We're not them.
Obviously not. I'm going to have to talk to my agent. But go ahead and put me down. I'm on as well. You know, y'all call me up. It don't look like I'm going to be doing nothing else this fall.
We're not paying you. There's no pressure here. It's just, you know, we're going to call you once a week and ask you who you think's going to win 4 football games.
Not a problem. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. Just to give them a thrill. You know, a lot of black people, they like me to sign a football for their son. And I'll do that. I'll sign a football for your boy. And if you want me to text a picture of my junk to your wife or your daughter, I'd be glad to.
All right, Brad.
All right. Those are going to become collector's items, you know.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and make picks for y'all this year. That'd be great.
All right. Well, you go catch another toad.
I'm going to do my best here, man. I'm going to do my best. You know, the best way for me to catch a bass is to go fishing for a shark.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know. I get out in the middle of the ocean. Next thing you know, my lure is all stuck back in a backwoods pond somewhere. God dang it.
All right, Brett. Well, we're going to talk to you in a couple weeks then, all right?
All right. We'll be glad to talk to you.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
There he goes, John, catching him another toad.
Damn, man. Fishing was never my thing.
Oh, I love it.
Of course, if we called, you know, my hobby's playing tennis. If we called some of them up, we'd probably have some ridiculous conversations.
I was going to say, that's all right. You know, tennis was never my thing.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. We got a few emails. Well, let's see here. All right, we got one from Eric T. Our friend Eric T. write in. Tells us that the goofiest person is John Clayton. So, I didn't realize there were nominations available, Tom. Eric T.
That's Tweety Eric Bird.
Right, Tweety Bird.
I thought I got some football news.
All right, Youssef writes in, our favorite Arab friend. Welcome back, mother bleepers. I haven't even listened to the podcast yet, and I decided to contact you guys out of pure excitement. You know, he sounds like he could be watching Bernie Kosar's daughter's movie. How sick would you be if Fat Albert has a career year for the Patriots and all the Skins got was a 2013 fifth-round pick? Well, has he practiced? The last I saw, he missed 5 straight days of practice this week. It's the same old stuff. As long as he shows up for 3 games this year, the Patriots play the Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles. Show up for those games, Albert. That'd be nice.
Hey, I'm missing practice. And I'm going to lay around for a while.
And how about Ocho Cinco? He gave his first interview at the beginning of camp, and he said, this is the only interview I'm going to do, so ask your questions now. What I see, he said, wasn't going to talk to the media anymore, and he was doing things the Patriot way, and there he was on the middle of the field with cameras and microphones all around him saying, you know what? I'm going to live with a fan for my first couple of months here in New England, and I'm... And they said, well, how are you going to pick? He goes, I don't know, but they're going to have internet and Xbox, and I'm going to go live with a fan for a couple months, and I guess he's going to have some sort of contest. I'm like, really?
Oh, that'll be cool. So he's going to
get rid of preload.
He won't understand what the hell they're talking about. He'll park his car on the grass, and they'll be like, not on the yacht, in the garage. Park your car in the garage.
So this is the Patriot way, huh? To go live with a fan.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ocho Cinco means big-time fantasy numbers this year, I think. Big time. With Brady, I think he'll roll.
If Tom Brady plays 16 games.
All right. All right. A young fellow on Facebook, Mr. Eric, Eric Thutt here, Eric T. So it might have been the other Eric T there. He wrote to me yesterday and said, you know the song Runaway by Del Shannon? You know, there's that ridiculous part where he says he wonders, and he was just wondering how Matt Millen would sound saying that. And I thought, you know, if there's anybody that's 20 years old or so that can even think who Del Shannon is, why not? So, I guess we don't have the music for it. I'll just have to do it. So, let me remember where that song picks up in there.
Why? I wonder. Why? She ran away. My little runaway. Run away.
So there you go. All right. I do requests, obviously, Tom. All right. By the way, Youssef also has a request. He wants me to walk through the mind of Al Davis on not voting for the new CBA.
He didn't vote. Al Davis abstains from every vote about everything.
I will never vote on anything as long as that Pete Rozelle is in charge. Let me tell you something. You get rid of that scummy communist, and I'll vote on something.
It's been that way for years, man. Every vote you see among NFL owners for anything, you always see the yays, the nays, and the one abstained.
Yeah, abstain. They call Al Davis up. He's like, I told you I'm not interested in any magazine subscriptions. Get off my phone. Jeez, these people from Boy's Life, they're relentless. Oh, but I'll watch that new movie. Bernie Kosar sent me a tape. He says, here, he wants me to take a look at how well his family member is playing. My God.
Al would have a heart attack.
All right. John Tilliard writes in. Our buddy John Tilliard from across the pond. Hope John and all our UK friends are staying out of those stupid riots. What the hell's the matter with you people over there? sorry, I'm having a hard time this morning with all that smoke. John Tilliard writes, my God, the Bucks suck in free agency. We've lost four starters from last season now and signed a punter that we didn't need anyway. Oh, he does kickoffs too? Kickoffs are at the 35 now, so who the fuck cares? Didn't they sign a punter for like a $19 million contract? They did. They signed a punter. They let Barrett Rood get away, and they signed a punter for a $19 million contract, and they said it's because he can kick off. But I'm watching. I'm serious. I think Jerry Jones could go out and kick one through the end zone right now. I'm watching the Redskins kicker, who does not have a good leg, booting him through the uprights in kickoffs the other night.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not going to – you know, the returns are gone.
Well, you know, people are going to start to say, and I'll mark my words, for the preseason, you're going to start to see these guys that are going to return some from 105 yards. I think we had one that was 103 yards the other night, went back. Brandon Banks brought one out from 8 yards in and got it out to like the 45. So, and people are going to go stupid. They're going to be, oh, yeah, look at this. You got these great, awesome returns. And you know what? You're never going to see that in the regular season, because if anybody brings the ball out from 6 yards deep in the end zone, their ass is fired.
You're right.
There, you ain't going to see that. All right. Let's see. Some guy writes in, TMZ Sports writes, the temperature hit 110 degrees in Dallas this week, and residents couldn't have been happier because the heat compelled legendary Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman to take off his shirt.
Oh, God.
It was also reported Aikman and Michael Irvin are working out to get in shape and release a gay porn video. I knew it.
I knew it was coming.
Rumors do not disappear. TMZ also reports Casey Anthony is an Ohio State fan, which made Jim Tressel upset due to the fact he lies and loses his job. And Casey Anthony gets away with murder. What the F? And some guy, all right, you killed it at the end there with the Casey Anthony joke. Didn't work. But then again, I can't blame you because you did not know about lovely Lexi Silver, who would probably be more inclined to make a movie. It's, how about we call it Turning Cowboys with Lexi Silver, Michael Irvin, and Troy Aikman, where she tries to convert them. Moxie Dawn writes in. Doesn't that sound like some chick in the...
Like she'd be starring with Lexi Silver in her movie?
Yeah, Moxie Dawn. She sounds like a girl with a gun in a drive-thru movie, a drive-in movie. All right, cartoons. Dude, the lockout didn't give you any ideas? I miss my cartoons. I'm like any woman. If I don't get a good bang on the regular, I get cranky. Hurry back, please.
Nice.
That's a good way
nice.
To put it.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I've been very busy, Moxie. Sorry. I've been making cartoons, but just not about the NFL. I've been making them for money, which means they're not very funny. They just.
You're going to have to do that again sometime.
What, make a cartoon for Moxie?
No, make a cartoon about the NFL.
I know. Believe me, I've got ideas just bursting out all over the place, man. I just haven't had a whole lot of time. And every time I think I can go, you know, at the end of this week, I'll have some time. By the end of the week, something else comes up. So, sorry, I'm trying. Showstalker Josh Wells writes in, I have to thank ESPN for putting Stephen A. back on First Take. I was getting tired of yelling at Skip on the TV, and now Stephen A. can actually yell at him for me. Seriously, Skip, the Bears made the fourth biggest splash in free agency because they picked up Marion Barber and Roy Williams. But stop it. All right, Richard in Indianapolis, Richard Burton, Tom. Dead actor, former lover of Elizabeth Taylor. Hey, guys. Richard in Indianapolis here. Now that the Super Bowl has been saved, two questions come to mind. Are you guys attending? No, I won't be. And who will Jim Irsay choose for the halftime show? Any ideas?
Justin Bieber? I don't know.
He's thinking it's going to be John Mellencamp because of the Midwest connection. He's going to sing a song called The Dundee Shuffle, talking about the playoffs and the Jim Mora Blues. All right, let's see here. He also is offering us up his woodshed to sleep in if we're coming out there for the game. Thanks, Rich. Let's see. John Beck is a wild beast. This comes from Jeremy Christian Lee. John Beck is a wild beast. Trade you Tebow for a sixth rounder and a Bible to be named later. Okay, we'll try that somehow. P wants to know if I'm dead because he misses the cartoons. Yes, I am. I'm dead. Sorry. I did see, to close things out, I saw that Janie Lane from Warrant died the other day. Did you notice that? Yeah, I saw that the news was broken on Blabbermouth.net. How dignified, dude, to have your death announced on Blabbermouth. Just thought that was
well, yeah, they found him dead in a hotel in California at a Comfort Inn Southern Cal Thursday night.
Yeah, that's living the rock and roll lifestyle, man, partying in the Comfort Inn. Probably was in there with Lexi Silver.
I actually met Janie a couple times. A really genuinely nice guy.
I'll do my Janie Lane impression. Ready? Here it is. Janie Lane. Ready? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
There
Janie
it is.
Lane. Perfect.
Yep, there it is.
Perfect, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, anybody. That's the end of the emails, and I'm all spent.
All right, bcrh-forums.net for the message board. And don't forget, the Gridiron Challenge group has been created, and that is over on ESPN's website. Go there, check the fantasy sports section, click on the Gridiron Challenge, create your entry, and join the Bang Cartoons group. There is no password needed, and we'll play fantasy football all year. It's unlimited, as many owners as we can have. Get all you guys in there. You got plenty of time. So
yeah, and go like the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page, join the club, and all that kind of stuff, because now that Tom is on Facebook, I'm sure we'll communicate there a lot more often.
Right.
It's just so much easier.
All right. Our next show will be in 2 weeks, right, and it will be our pre-game or our preseason kickoff with our predictions and Brett Favre and God only knows what else. And could the unthinkable happen, John?
What, Lexi Silver wins the porny?
No.
She wins the coveted cummy, Tom.
That I pick the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're going to try that, are you? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's my prediction.
No, I'm not, John. No, I was kidding. I'm not going to pick that. Look, they're the Eagles, number one.
Right.
First and foremost, they are the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's
and
number one.
They're not allowed to win the Super Bowl. And number two, there's no way I'd ever pick them until I can feel like I can trust Michael Vick, and that's never going to happen because on the biggest stage, Michael Vick's going to
that's
crumble
number two.
Under the pressure. Right.
Here's my prediction. In the 2 weeks between when we sign off this show until we come back for the next show, Lexi Silver will make 470 movies.
Right.
That's usually how their career goes.
You know, yep.
1 week they're the barely legals, and 2 weeks later they're the MILFs. They go from looking like they're 19 to 45 in 2 weeks.
Yep, exactly. So, have your Super Bowl predictions ready for the next show, John.
I sure will. I predict at halftime I will watch... Never mind. I'm not going to make any more Lexi Silver jokes.
Right. Give us Metallica, damn it.
No, I hate Metallica. God damn.
Yeah, but I just like to see them just because it's this huge metal band. You know what I mean?
Give us Motorhead if you want to give us one of them.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But they're not. That's not mainstream. They got to have, you know, Metallica is about the only one you could get away with it with.
Now, give us the Foo Fighters, dude.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, there you go.
Give us
Foo Fighters. That'd be a good one.
Foo Fighters are great. Give us Foo Fighters.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
There's another word that the S in Audi S-Line stands for. Seductively priced. Take the Audi A7 Sportback S-Line. With Matrix LED headlights, 20-inch alloys and leather front sport seats, it starts at just £479 per month. Initial rental £2,874. The seductively priced Audi A7 Sportback S-Line. Test drive yours at an Audi centre near you or search Audi S-Line. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. 4-year contract hire agreement and 10,000 miles per annum. 18s and over, subject to status. Damage charges may apply. Order by 30th of September 2019. No ownership. Finance providers may pay us as a broker for introducing you. Audi Finance. Visit audi.co.uk.